Chief Eric Hawkins, speaking during a virtual Common Council session Wednesday night, defended Albany police actions that cleared protesters from their encampment outside South Station last week. The dramatic scene that unfolded at South Station has drawn sharp criticism from activists and some city officials. Civil rights leaders say the clash, where some police officers were seen covering their badge numbers after giving protesters 15 minutes to vacate, eroded trust.
So overall, there were three goals that were outlined at the very outset with this operation. We needed to clear that roadway. We needed to do so in a way that avoided injuries to protesters or officers. And we needed to create a safe space and a lawful space for people to exercise their First Amendment rights. And we accomplished all three of those.
Hawkins told counselors a letter he had received from the Albany Police Officers Union about the situation at South Station had no impact on his decision to clear the streets. The union did not immediately respond to a request for comment from WAMC. During the expulsion, some officers placed tape over their badge numbers. Hawkins says policy requires officers in uniform to display their badges and badge numbers.
It's impossible for officers to engage in inappropriate conduct under those circumstances that we saw and escape detection and identification. There are fixed mounted cameras in the area, body worn cameras. Citizens are recording the event on their cell phones, social media recordings. Every single action that an officer takes during such an incident is being recorded and often on multiple sources. If there were any complaints of inappropriate conduct that needed to be investigated, we are 100% certain that we will be able to identify the officers involved with or without badge numbers. And the officers are all aware of that.
Hawkins took issue with counselors labeling the South Station occupation participants as peaceful protesters as he walked the panel through the chain of events leading up to the eviction.
It was very clear at that time that these were not peaceful protesters. They indicated by their actions that it was very clear at that time that these were not peaceful protesters. They indicated by their actions that, in fact, they were quite hostile and aggressive towards the officers who merely came out to advise them that they had 15 minutes to leave. And even before being advised by the officers, they were demonstrating this very hostile and aggressive behaviors.
Hawkins told counselors 6 days of unlawful occupation was enough, and police felt the protesters had no intention whatsoever of complying with any lawful orders or to leave. Appearing on WAMC's roundtable Thursday, Chief City Auditor Dorsey Appleers, a Democrat who has been involved in the city's police reform process, was asked if she had lost confidence in police command staff.
You know, I would say that I would never lose confidence and hope. That being said, I am clear that many of our residents have lost confidence and hope. And so that's the role of folks like myself in public service who have been elected to lead and serve. We have to work even harder to restore that hope and trust because it for many, it's not there.
Last week, Appleers and six counselors branded the South Station incident disheartening and overly aggressive. In a joint statement, they said Albany police should be exercising extra caution to de-escalate matters and utilize trusted voices to address concerns of injustice and police brutality. Appleers said on WAMC there is a need to create a culture that is inclusive and respectful of others.
I was speaking to an elementary school, a class, and I asked the kids, if you saw someone fighting, would you call the police? And they said no. And I asked why, and they said, because I don't feel safe. They said, I think the police would escalate. They didn't use the word escalate, but essentially what they were saying, I think the police would escalate the issue and someone would get hurt.
A player says a culture shift is needed to enable diversification and build trust in law enforcement, leading to recruitment of, quote, the types of candidates that we want to see patrolling our streets, interfacing with our community members. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.